Good morning, Carrboro and Chapel Hill. This is WILP's Wake Up Call. And WILP stands for the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. I'm your host, Lori Hoyt. And our engineer is Dick Paddock, our faithful engineer. And Lucy Lewis is here to sort of also learn the technical end and is also does some of the interviewing at times. We have some wonderful guests this morning, but before I introduce them, there's a couple of really important things I want to share with you. The first is a very sad thing, and I think most of you have already heard about it, but Dan Pollitt, who is a longtime activist, a wonderful person, passed away last week. He was Dan Pollitt was the Graham Keenan Professor of Law Emeritus of the UNC Chapel Hill School of Law. He died March 6, surrounded by the love of his family. Dan loved his family, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, Holden Beach and Tar Heel basketball. There's a wonderful write-up about his contributions to the community and to law and to protecting the Constitution. There's a wonderful write-up in this week's Chapel Hill newspaper, and I'm sure in many other newspapers, because he was a beloved figure and a terrific fighter for the Constitution, and was involved in some very early on civil rights issues, and I think he fought against the death penalty. He just recently won the Order of the Longleaf Pine, the Jefferson Award, the Order of the Golden Fleece. So he has been one of the citizens that help hold up the world and help us all live in a better world than it would be otherwise, and he will be missed. Deeply missed. The other thing I did want to let you know about was that I kept calling it International Women's Month. It's Women's History Month, but we had International Women's Day on March 8th, and we're going to be celebrating all of that on a vigil on March 17th. It's it's marking the anniversary of the Iraq invasion. It's going to be from noon to 1 o'clock on Wednesday, March 17th, at the Peace and Freedom Plaza on East Franklin Street. It's sponsored by us, the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, with the Orange County Peace Coalition. It's only an hour of your time, so please come and participate in this community getting together to mark that tragic anniversary of the Iraq War. The other thing on a happier note is that we're just all this year going to be letting you know that we're celebrating our 75th year in this community. We were started here in 1935, here in the reasonably deep South, and we're a pretty feisty group of people trying to follow in the footsteps of Dan Pollitt and a lot of very strong women, Jane Addams, Charlotte Addams, to bring about a better world. And we are going to be having our monthly meeting this Saturday, tomorrow, at the Friends Meeting House, and we are going to be featuring five activist women who are working hard on many different issues. And if you can come, you're all invited. Brunch will be served, and we would love to have you. So with that said and done, I want to get to our guests today. And we are very fortunate to have two guests. And Rich, I don't know your last name. I'm going to let you introduce yourself.
I'm Richard Georgie, and I'm working with the Recyclery in Carrboro here.
And the other guest is?
Kevin Hicks, founding member of Parents Advocating for Children Together.
Okay, and they're here to tell us about their work, and especially they're going to be working together for a special event this Sunday. And so I don't know which one of you wants to start talking about it, but I want both of you to get your 2 cents worth in.
Okay. Well, this is Rich. This Sunday, we're going to be out at the Recyclery and another program that's part of NC PACT, which is Spoken Revolution. We're going to be out in the Fitch Lumber parking lot with a bunch of kids from the community, from the high schools, and we're going to be fixing bicycles for them to ride in a 30-mile ride along the coast. The recycling, that's normally what we like to do. We like to get out in the community. We love to work with children, youths, teach them bicycle repair. excuse me, let them earn their own bicycles as they're learning bicycle repair so that they'll not only be more likely to ride them, they'll know how to fix them, they'll pass that skill on to someone else and use bicycles as a commuting option instead of driving cars everywhere they go.
Well, so the Recyclery's been doing this for quite a while, which is a wonderful thing for kids, not just to be handed a bike and say, here, kid,
right.
You know, and then if something breaks on it and the bike ends up sitting in a garage somewhere, but to do that teaching of a skill.
Yes.
And so the young person really takes ownership and learns a lot in the process. So you've been doing that, but at this point you're teaming up with Keith. Keith, can you tell us more about PAC? And I know your wonderful wife, Supinda, who's a Wilp sister, is working with you on this. Tell us about that and how you're teaming up with the Recyclery.
Okay. A year ago, Supinda had a great idea to form a cycling team, and the original idea was to do a Mountains to the Coast ride. We were trying to support it ourselves, and when we looked at the cost and the whole breadth of the idea, we decided that we would work with NC, the Cycle NC, and partner with them and ride in their rides. They have a Mountains to the Coast ride that's in the fall.
They have what kind of ride?
Mountains to the Coast.
Mountains to the Coast, okay.
And they also have a spring ride, which we're gearing up for the spring ride. The idea is basically having kids find their potential in the riding of distance and use that discovery of what they are capable of doing throughout their academic career and throughout their life. We were partnering with the Chapel Hill Police Department, with Assistant Chief Overton, Assistant Chief Blue, Officers Lennon and Officers French, and to put this thing together. And through those efforts, we stumbled upon Rich Georgie and the Recyclery, and it just turns out to be a wonderful partnership, because what Rich has been doing for the last 10 years is giving people bikes and recycling bikes so they're not thrown into the trash heap. And that gives us access to bikes for our students to do just what Rich said, give them a skill, because in this town that's full of bikes, that skill is can be lucrative for anyone in working in a bike shop, and is also useful in their own life by putting the bike together and keeping it, getting the upkeep.
So this is like a community pulling together, but I'd like to have you go back a little bit, even before the bicycle idea, and tell us more about PACT and why we need it and what you're trying to achieve with it. What's going on with that?
Okay. When we spoke, it was several months ago when you invited us here. Parents Advocating for Children Together formed as a parent gathering of parents who are concerned about, in this district, 50% of a demographic. It's hidden in the fact that there are 10% of white and Asian students and 49% of African American and another 40% of Latino students who are horribly failing in the school system. So PACT was formed to reach out to those students and parents in order to help those students achieve their potential in academics.
So by reaching out, how do you do that? What do you have meetings? Do you how do you get the reach out to those parents and children?
We do that through the parent meeting groups at the individual schools.
Okay.
We do that through advocating at the school boards,
mm-hmm.
and we do that through events such as what we're having on this Sunday,
mm-hmm.
with the recyclery, getting the word out to the community that there is an organization,
okay.
in the community that will assist you in advocating for your student in the school district.
So this is another avenue to get the word out to parents that you're here, and that the parent and the kids can get some help in trying to get the most out of the school that they are due to get. Are there particular schools that you're more active in? Are you more at the elementary level, the high school level?
Well, there's, because the school district is tiered in three different levels, elementary, middle, and high,
mm-hmm.
We have students in every level. We have 4 students in elementary schools, 1 in middle school, and 3 in high schools.
Mm-hmm.
So our predominant schools are Estes Elementary, Smith Middle, and East Chapel Hill High. But we have parents who are, we're forming groups now at McDougal and Carborough, mm-hmm. Elementary, and mm-hmm. we're reaching out to the other schools as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have a parent at Scroggs, and we're just trying to get out into the community and let them know that there is an advocate for them,
mm-hmm.
that we want to bring education to the forefront. It's mm-hmm. the latest civil rights event of this decade, and we're just moving forward with a speed of lightning.
So how long has PAC been? How long have you been organizing? Is it about a year, or is it longer?
It's exactly about a year and a half. We had the idea a year ago, December, after attending several school board meetings,
uh-huh.
and decided that we can't approach the problem in school district one school at a time. We
mm-hmm.
needed the organization that gathered all the Lone Rangers in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that Rich is one of the Lone Rangers that's been out there. He's been advocating for the whole town, but he's been working, if you look on his website, therecyclery.org,
mm-hmm.
you'll see him working with kids in the community, giving them bikes,
mm-hmm.
and giving them transportation, because that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the growth of a child is independence, and the
mm-hmm.
first part of independence of a child, other than cooking or anything like that, is to be able to ride around the bike, the block on
yeah.
your bike.
Yeah. Well, you know, it just seems like you're dealing with so many issues at one time, which is so wonderful. You know, the whole issue of childhood obesity, because the kids don't get out and move their bodies enough like we did when we were kids. You know, we were outside all the time unless we were forced inside. And so this is one, you
right.
know, answer for that, or one way to get mm-hmm. kids moving. But also getting, do the parents get involved too? Are the parents going to be coming to this?
Yes, we, during our selection, we had 12 students who responded. It was 27, but we had to pare it down to about 12. Mm-hmm. They made it more manageable for Rich when he was putting together the bikes. Also.
So 27 were interested.
27 were interested. Which is a lot.
Yeah.
But we needed some manpower. So the recyclery, the bunch of folks that I work with put in a really great effort. I think we have 10 done now, 10 bikes complete and ready to go.
Yeah.
We're going to do a couple more on Sunday, but 27 in the time period would have been extremely ambitious.
Push beyond your limit.
Yeah, we're a great group of volunteers, but we're just volunteers still, so we're working hard, but, you know.
But this also speaks to the community, that more volunteers are needed. You all are doing heroic work here, and, you know, and it'd be wonderful that this is a model and it gets amplified.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 12 kids that right now you're going to have bikes for, and this is going to be a community event at Fitch Lumber. Fitch Lumber's donating their parking lot?
Their parking lot, yes.
Gladly.
Okay.
Yes, they told us with a little bit of effort, with a little bit of lead time, that we could use their parking lot anytime we needed to. on a Sunday when non-business hours.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's tough to ask people to give up their business hours or something. But Sundays for now work fine for us, and it's a great offer, and we're going to take them up on it.
Great. And I understand that the police are also cooperating. I don't know.
Well, the police are not cooperating with this event specifically, but they've cooperated with many events before. And a lot of the bicycles, it's a double-edged sword. Unfortunately, a lot of the bicycles we get come donated from the police department, which means they were at one point in time stolen. We couldn't find people to return them to.
Yeah.
So it's a double-edged sword. We'd love to see less donations coming from the police department, but right now we'll take the ones that they have and turn them back around and hopefully teach people to lock them up a little bit better at the same time.
So they're going to be put to very good use with these kids.
Oh, yeah.
So this is going to be at Fitch Lumber on Sunday. What hours?
We're planning from 11 to 4.
11 to 4.
Right. We'll give people a little chance to sleep in since it's a Sunday, and we'll knock off a little bit early because it's a Sunday.
Okay.
And we're hoping that it doesn't rain.
I hope not, too. So okay, so we're going to take a station break in a minute. This is just fascinating, and it's such a wonderful thing. It's the kind of thing that we like to think about in our community, people working together for kids and to make it better for kids. So this is, with all the sad things that sometimes we have to report about on this program, it's kind of gives me some good energy to hear this really positive thing that you're going to be doing with the kids. We're going to take a station break and just let you know that this is WILP's Wake Up Call. And WILP, don't forget the P for Peace, Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. And we have an underwriter that we're very proud of, Internationalist Bookstore at 405 West Franklin Street. And you can find out more by going to internationalistbooks.org. And also, if you're having trouble with your reception, this is a low power station, a community station, WCOM FM, and you can stream us live at WCOMFM.org. So if you have friends who say, I want to listen, but I can't get it in, I have some friends like that, and now they can get it in by streaming at WCOMFM.org on their computer. Also, with WILP, we have a wonderful website that Lucy, who is here, keeps up to date, and it's trianglewilp.org. And you can link there to a lot of our previous radio shows, all of which are pretty timely, I think you'll find them very useful. Okay, so we're going to get back, and Lucy and Dick, feel free to chime in if you would like to have something to say with this. We very often make this a dialogue, a roundtable dialogue. So we're getting back to our guest, Rich, from the Recyclery, who's been here going on their 10th year, helping kids and making use of bikes that would be on a junk pile somewhere, teaching kids how to put them together, how to fix them, and the main thing, encouraging them to get out there and ride them. Mm-hmm. And we also have Kevin, what is your last name?
Hicks, H-I-C-K-S.
Hicks, I knew that and I forgot it. Kevin Hicks from PACT, which about a year and a half ago, Kevin and his wife Supinda started seeing the need for parent advocacy, started a group called PACT, which stands for
Parents Advocating for Children Together.
Parents Advocating for Children Together. And there's such a need, and some kids and some parents are a little intimidated by the school system. Some did not have very good experiences in school themselves. And it's not something that we are born with, the skills, how to advocate for our children in the school system, how to stand up and speak up to those in authority, teachers, principals, and superintendents. And so to have an organization that encourages and supports parents and kids to advocate for themselves in a positive way is so needed, and I'm so glad that you and Sapind are doing this. And are now branching out, started out with a few schools that your own children are in. And by the way, you and Sapind together have 7 children.
And 8 children.
a blended family. So that there's many schools that you started out with, and now you're bringing in other schools too.
Right, and I consider 2,782 students in the Chapel Hill Carville School System my children as well.
Oh, good for you, Kevin. That's beautiful. And that's what the NAACP was trying to say when they had that press conference about the decision to expand honors courses, but at the same time are talking about cutting back on teachers' assistants for the third grade,
right,
where this is where children get such a building block to do well in school. And
budget season is in, so if you can get to the school boards and, mm-hmm. and let your voices be heard, it's very important at this time.
Right, and one of the themes that Reverend Barber tried to say, to all the children are all of our children. You know, these, and just what you said, they're all our children, and each one of them is precious, and each one of them deserves an opportunity to get the kind of attention and care put into them so they can reach their full potential. So you've been working on that, and I'm sure you need volunteers, too?
Always need volunteers.
Yeah.
But you can contact us at www.chcpact.org. That's chcpact.org.
So say it again. www.
Dot chc.
Chc.
Pact.
Pact for Pact.
.org.
.org.
And the email address is info@chcpact.org.
Okay, so people who want to get involved in the schools and would like to have somebody to not be a Lone Ranger, it's always wonderful to be organized. You know, when things get bad, Lucy taught me the old union thing, don't get depressed, organize, organize, organize. Mm-hmm. So for parents who are discouraged or worried, to get in touch with PACT is a way to get in with a new and vibrant organization that is trying to help things be better for kids and for parents, and to learn the skills for advocacy. And we're talking about a special event this Sunday to learn bicycle skills. So Lucy's got some questions here for me. What are the long-term goals of PACT, and what is the long-term vision for the recyclery? So I'm going to let Rich go first because he hasn't had a chance to talk in a bit, and he's from New Jersey.
Okay, yeah, I'm biting my bottom lip, holding back. Well, we've got the recyclery, the long-term, we've been around for 10 years now, and our long-term vision, we have a very good board of directors right now and a very good group of volunteers who are at all the events, and if anyone comes out on Sunday, they'll see them there too. Sometimes in the interview it seems like it's about one person, but it's totally not. It's about a big group of people doing this together, because there's no way that one of us could achieve the same thing, which is the same sort of idea that Kevin's trying to get across.
Yeah.
Our vision right now, we're still in this looking for permanent space. We have been relying on free space up until the beginning of this year, and we were negotiating a couple different spaces. Both of them fell through for different reasons. We're still looking for some space in this town, because what we'd like to do is become more of a community center,
ooh,
place where people can stop. Right now, we're limited to being open the hours we can find spaces outdoors, and we're limited by the weather and by the cold.
Mm.
What's that?
What are your hours?
Oh, well, right now we don't have set hours. All of our events are being coordinated through the website right now, through recycle.org.
Mm-hmm.
We have an events listing, and as we find space to work outdoors and to set up in something like the Fitch Lumber parking lot, we'll post it on our events listing.
Mm-hmm.
We have 4 or 5 events planned right now up into April where we'll be working with different groups, but always outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
So an indoor space is a premium because it allows us to open, it would allow us to open more days a week, serve more people, have mechanic workshops, have welding classes, have frame building classes, work with groups of kids in the indoor space where we wouldn't be dictated by the weather for our working pattern.
So you want to do something and it's pouring rain, you can't do it.
Yeah, we can't do it. So our plan is to be around for another 10 or 20 years, at least, you know, with the group of people we have now, and to set it up as a more fervent cornerstone of the community so that when people leave, other people take it over and it continues to live in the community.
Yeah.
But space is at a premium.
So have you gone to the council, town councils, or aldermen, or county commissioners for this community space?
We've reached out just recently to the mayor and the town council to see what they can come up with. One of the stumbling blocks before was we weren't an official nonprofit. Now we're an official nonprofit.
Good.
So we're all legal. So we're trying that again.
I can't think of anything better for the town to spend some money on in terms of kids in the community.
You know, I can't either. Truthfully, I think they should spend it too.
So for the recyclery, you want to just give us your website?
Yeah, it's recyclery.org.
That's easy. Recyclery.org. Find out more. Support them. And Kevin, what are the long-term goals for PACT?
Long-term goals for PACT is the elimination of the achievement gap, which we're reframing as the excellence gap. We know it can be done. It's been done in other communities that gather the community together, along with the school districts and the teachers, and formulate a union that supports the students from elementary, from kindergarten through high school. All children will succeed. All children can succeed, and that's the primary goal. Once that is achieved, it's just keeping the ball rolling.
Wow. So there are places where this has been accomplished?
Yes. There's the Providence Effect, which talks about the school in Illinois. There's a school in Gaston, North Carolina. There's a school out in Los Angeles. I can't remember the name. There's charter schools that are doing it. They all gather, the community, the teachers, and the administration gather to make this happen.
And there's one even in North Carolina. And we're supposed to be one of the richest districts, and somehow we can't seem to figure it out. Well, Kevin, this is so exciting because it says, yes, we can.
Yes.
Yes, we will, I think. Okay, everybody, please come out on Sunday and support this wonderful community event bringing together Recyclery, Rich's work for almost 10 years, trying to make that a more permanent part of the community, a community center. Kevin working with his wife Supinda with PACT to get parents together advocating for kids so we can close the excellence gap. Mm-hmm. I like that phrase. This is Wilp's Wake Up Call. We come every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 o'clock on WCOMFM.org, and we're saying goodbye to we have a little bit more time. Well, then a little bit more time, I'm going to ask Kevin to give his contact information again. Kevin?
Well, you can contact me at info@chcupact.org or 919-434-1651.
Okay. And after the bike ride, what is next?
After the bike ride is our training. We begin the Spoken Revolutions. It's Spoke in Revolutions. It's a play on words, Spoken Revolutions. Cycling team will begin training. You'll see us on the streets. We'll begin first on the tobacco trail so that the kids can feel safe and comfortable on the bikes. Then we'll be hitting the roads in preparation of the North Cycling Sea Spring Ride in Edenton, North Carolina.
Wow, and how long a ride is that going to be?
That'll be a 60-mile ride.
That is an ambitious plan. That's exciting. Okay, thanks. See you next week.